So, John, there's drama afoot.
Drama in the predator hunting?
In the predator hunting world.
Oh, God.
It's serious stuff, John. And it's all due to this guy right here. The boom box.
The freak ultrasonic game call.
So, before we get going, be sure and go check out alliedammunitions.com. Or, if you're in Midland, I just keep saying I'm going to make the sign. I need to make the sign for the one guy. Go by Ally Outdoors. Swag. New swag. Although it's a lot of it's selling out very quickly.
Yeah, you might not be there when you get there. Sorry.
But anyways, today we're going to talk about... So, I have to preface this. We've already recorded our first YouTube video about the freak, which is like a... almost like a just a features unboxing style video.
Wait, where would one find this?
That's on my YouTube, the Texas Predator Hunting.
Click down below. Bing.
Bing. Which, obviously, I'll go in and comment so people like click on link, which will be changing the name soon and all that stuff. But we haven't decided what name we're going to call it. But anyways. So, that video will be coming out very soon. So, that's not what this 12-minute talk is about. This is about the industry drama and a question I posed on the live last night, which is, everything aside, you know, my question to most people and the question I'm beginning the most, everything aside, did you start the timer?
Yeah.
Okay. Everything aside, let's just cast out all these bold claims, which they are bold claims, and we do cover that in a little YouTube video. Just cast all that aside. Would you spend, John?
No, I wouldn't.
My question to you, listeners, viewers of the YouTube channel and whatnot, would you spend $2,000 on an e-call? Because right now, the freak, is listed.
Is it the frick? The frick.
That's what I want to call it. It's F-R-E-Q. Freak. Freak. It's posted for $1,999.
Jesus.
I think they have their very own website, but I don't remember what it's called.
Yeah, freakcalls.com.
So if you don't know what this e-call is, if you've been living underneath a rock here lately, it is the new e-call put out by Gary Robertson. I probably said that name wrong. Is it say on the website? Robertson?
Gary Robertson.
Yes. That they've been working on for years, and it's got all these bold claims.
$1,999.
Yes.
I misunderstood you. Oh, wow.
$1,999.
Oh, wow.
Is it 99 cents or just 99?
No, they didn't get you on the last dollar.
Okay. So it's actually $1 less than $2,000, folks.
Yeah.
You know, on the live last night, a lot of the answers were, it was really about 50-50, like, yes, if it actually does what they say it's going to do. And the other half was, hell no. You know. For those that are just listening, you might want to go check out the YouTube channel, because I do have a little, we're not going to get into the call yet. I do have it sitting on the table so you can see size reference. This is the Lucky Duck Roughneck. This is the X24, X2S, I don't remember. X2S, oh, I just ruined all the remotes. I had all the remotes lined up and they just toppled away. So the remote size is pretty, you know, close to the others. The size comparison. The freak. I think he just called it freak, like F-R-E-A-K. Freak.
Yeah. This is giving a serious Dave Portnoy, Little Caesar, pizza vibes.
As a whole, I will say this, and we're not going to talk any more about it because I'm waiting to do like more in-depth things later on. I will say it's bulky, but it's not heavy. And when you open a bag, it strongly resembles, for you listeners out there, it strongly resembles a subwoofer to an entertainment system. So, if you can just picture that. But anyways, We did record a initial video on the YouTube channel. You will not hear or see anything. Well, you'll probably hear me because of some more drama. I'm getting to the drama here in a minute, John. I know you like some spicy drama. Okay. We will be coming back around to this at the end of, quote unquote, the season, which will be like sometime in March probably. Because I am actually, before I make any, crazy statements, I'm actually going to test it. And now, there's no real way to scientifically test this, but I'm going to give it my best shot as far as like how far can animals hear and all that shit, all these crazy claims that are going on. But as far as the industry drama, John, so back in the olden days, this would have been about 7, 8, 9 years ago, we had a massive explosion in predator hunting because of the TV shows coming on air and all that shit. It thus started a massive explosion in equipment, a massive explosion in new e-calls. And back then, what I deemed the light wars, and the light wars and the e-call wars, because shit got hot. Because new e-calls are coming out, people are making bold claims. There's lots of arguing back and forth, what was best and all this other bullshit. Like, you know how it goes. But you haven't really seen that because what happened was you've seen this massive explosion in new predator hunters. Probably like the biggest explosion in a long time because of the popularity of the TV shows and all that shit. Thusly, what ended up happening is the market got saturated. Everybody was making hand calls. There was tons and tons and tons of new e-calls hitting the market. Tons of new lights. Because this is like before everybody started running thermals and shit like that. So the market got saturated and then it slowed back down. Like there are new predator hunters coming into the sport, but it's nothing like that explosion. So, you know, the market has basically slowed down. Like, you know, let's be honest. In my opinion, the only two that have been on the map for the past several years, again, going back 7, 8, 9, 10 years, is Lucky Dog and Fox Pro. And Fox Pro's come out with a few new models, but like nothing industry leading, which, I mean, at a certain point, it's like, what more could you do? You know, other than like, I don't know, maybe supersonics, whatever the shit this is called, ultrasonic, I don't even know. Because like the reason why at this point, like, I can't remember. Let me look at the box here. Ultrasonic game calls, John. Now we've entered into a whole new realm. And if you like do some light reading on the website, or if you get the e-call and you read the box, there are some bold ass claims. So they took pre-orders a long time ago, and it took a long time to get this to market, which this is what I don't like. Like the people bashing on Gary about the time frame and everything. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. He actually, this was COVID shit. Like that shit happens. And he's not a massive corporation. It's not like he has a massive amount of money behind him. And I'm not taking up for him as it pertains to like the claims and everything else. I'm just saying like from a manufacturing standpoint, like I could definitely, understand his pain he probably went through to get this thing to market. And now what are y'all done? Just shitting all over him. But anyways, so they didn't know the actual cost. And also you got to think about it. Like when he first announced this being a thing, that was pre-COVID. So there's been tons of price increases on manufacturing and, you know, stuff of that nature. But the first little surface, which I've had this for a little while now, Gary sent me one out. He wants me to test it and let him know what I think, which obviously I'm going to let everybody else know what I think. But, so I've been like waiting because like they were going to have their official release date or whatever, soft release or whatever you want to call it. And they did. And they started calling. They had a back order log of like 11,000 units pre-sold or whatever, down payments put down, whatever it was. So they started calling people, and then I was sitting there thinking, like, someone's going to get on Facebook and just ring this, like, not even having it yet. They're just going to, like, automatically hate it because it's $2,000. And naturally, they did. So then it starts, like, going out to all the predator hunting groups, and it's like, this, it costs $2,000, you know, without even knowing what it's even about or anything like that. Which again, I get that. As a person who will buy anything from cheap gear all the way up to very expensive gear, I get that. It's like, well, it's a fucking $2,000 e-call. I hope it's pretty fucking great. You know, I'm right there with you on that one. But the, like I said last night in the live stream, for myself, if I knew this call was going to last me a long time, like if you can give me some sort of great warranty or promise that it's going to last you a lifetime, $2,000, I'm fine with spending that much. I'll spend that much on anything that's going to last me a long time. Now, whether or not this will actually last me a long time, I don't know. I just got it not that long ago. Actually, about a month ago. Yeah, I think so. So far, I could tell you it's been lasting just fine. It's already been dropped a few times, naturally. But that's good. Let's get into the real drama. Like, that's just like embers in the fire. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, this shit's going to pop off here pretty soon. This is going to be all the rage. This is going to be all the rage and all the talk and everything else. Insert some Fox Probe guys. Come, they entered into the chat, making some noise. And actually, it was on TBH.
And it's noise you can't hear because it's at a high frequency.
Hi-yo! It was actually on TBH, and I deleted a bunch of it because, you know, we don't do drama. So, sorry. And the sad part is, it was, I'm not going to say names. Most people listen to this know. Because they once they their shit got deleted off our group, they went into other groups and started the same old shit, but naturally. So, Fox Pro guys are coming at this one hard. And I've actually had a lot of people, and I don't know why, because I don't, you know, I don't know. I know all the people, but I don't talk to them very often, like maybe once a year, you know, everything else. And I can tell you in my past experience with the Fox Pro people, like when, you know, again, I'm not using names, but it's the higher up individuals. My past experiences with them, although I haven't talked to them in years, have always been great. Yeah, I mean, that's most people know, like back long years ago when my shit got stolen, Fox Pro sent me an e-call just by hearing about it. I've talked to Mike Dillon and them at the SHOT Show a few times. We sell Fox Pro at the store. Never had any issues. Like, I've never had a ill thing to say about them, but I also don't know them on a personal level, just a professional level. But they come in there on this post. Now, Gary Robertson's an older gentleman. Nice guy. Same thing. I just know him on like a more professional level. I'm trying to get him to come out on a podcast, but you know, they are, what, 3-4 hours away or whatever. But anyways, hopefully I can get him out here, come on podcast, and I want him to talk about this shit in depth, to back up these claims essentially. Like, where do they come from? But anyways, some higher ups of Fox Pro coming there throwing some pretty healthy shade, John. Basically saying it was all bullshit. You know, and So Gary, and it may say on the website, I don't know if you saw it or not, he got like 3 or 4 patents on this call or about the technology in this call. And Fox Pro's been throwing out a lot of stuff about like our calls have been playing those types of sounds for years, blah, blah, blah. And several people have reached out to me and like, can you believe how, let's just be honest here. With all due respect, and I know some listen to our podcast, to the Foxborough guys, with all due respect, y'all are just being dicks about it. You know, and they're throwing lots of hate and everything else. And I'm only saying this because it's happened. There's been tons of people reaching out to me and going, what is up with the Foxborough people? I don't know. I'll say it again. Like, I just know them on a professional level, the higher ups. I haven't talked to them about this. You know, I don't really care. But there has been a lot of people reach out and be like, what the fuck is this? What is this behavior essentially? But we're going to speculation time here, John. I wonder if since Gary patented a few things, there's some like behind the scenes legal drama happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, so if that's not it, then why all the like the unjustified hate? I mean, and this is what I told the last gentleman that messaged me yesterday. He seemed like upset about it, like the fact that the Foxborough guys were being such dicks about it. And I said, well, I said, for starters, all these older gentlemen that are in the industry, I said, they're some of the most competitive people out there. Like, you have no idea, and maybe someday I'll talk about it on a podcast. You have no idea how competitive they can get, and they can be, and they have been for years. Like, just the sheer fact that someone else come out with a new e-call that could potentially rob business from them, there's a competitive nature there, which is fine. I get that. But there are better ways of going about dealing with said competitiveness than the way they're handling the current situation. But I have to feel like there's something behind the scenes, some juicy details about those patents. Because, again, they were making, Foxborough guys were making claims that their callers play certain sounds at certain frequencies and all this other bullshit. And then Gary gets the patent, which, again, I don't know shit. I'm just speculating right here. That's literally what everyone else is doing. So I figured we'd join in on the fun. But it seems really weird. Like, you take it for what it is. Foxborough's coming out with a new call soon. They got theirs to market first. But this one is a $2,000 e-call. You would think Foxpro would just be like, let's just continue on doing our thing. Not this. It seems a bit unjustified unless there's something going on behind the scenes, like with the patents and everything else. Again, this may just be like total left field reaching for a reason why. But everybody's asking me, and I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know why they're so upset and they're throwing so much shade on them, but it's all around a lot of claims about the how far the sounds will travel and all this other bullshit and who did it first and typical fucking drama. That's all it is. Typical fucking drama. Who cares? Who cares what who says? I don't give a shit. I'm going to continue on with my testing, and once we completely... once I feel as if I've given this thing its fair shake, then we'll do a final, probably full podcast of all my research findings, because I'm keeping track again. The thing I said I'd never do again, which is keep data of stands and everything else. I've started keeping data while I'm taking this on stand. Got some good open country hunts coming up to where we're really going to be able to see firsthand how far away they can hear this high frequency sound, because that seems to be where the most amount of drama is coming from. So we are definitely out of time. Let us know in the comments. Technology aside, I'm more curious. Would you pay $2,000 for an e-call? Let's just say in a perfect world, this e-call is going to last you forever, which with the way technology goes, it'll probably be outdated next year. But with the way e-calls have been going, it'll probably be in fashion. I don't know what the word is. It won't be out-of-date technology for at least 5 to 6 years, I figure, with the way e-calls have been going lately. Like, nothing new, crazy coming out, like... I will say this. I like the fact that it's not just another e-call that plays sounds. Like, it's really trying something new.
It's really interesting. So I'm reading the patents, and it seems like it's... Right? Like, because my first question is, it's, you know, animals can hear up to whatever, you know, kilohertz, depending on which animal it is, according to the website. Humans, you know, cap out at, what, 20 kilohertz.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's a KHZ, little KHZ. But I guess the question is how much, like as a percentage of the total, like, data, how much is actually even there above 20,000?
Right.
Like, so like a dying rabbit, like how much of the frequency is actually above that. But what's more curious is the specific patenting aspect of it. is the there's two distinct files, it sounds like, that are blended together, an ultrasonic file and a you know, just normal file.
Mm-hmm.
And the patenting seems to be the like the having the two separate sources and mm-hmm. combining those. So I think that's
interesting.
That's there's, kind of like the, I'm sure there's some room there,
right?
Where you know other people couldn't even necessarily reproduce that, or like they couldn't even you know compete in the ultrasonic ranges, I guess.
Right.
So yeah, I don't. This is certainly interesting.
It's very. It's all very interesting. Again, I don't know Gary that well. Again, more of a professional relationship. Met him years ago at a Texas Predator Posse event. First time I met him in person. Then we've, you know, talked a few times here and there about him being on a podcast. Very nice guy. Bought out Burnham Brothers years ago and all that stuff. He doesn't seem like the type to me. You know, I could be totally wrong, but I don't think I am. He doesn't seem like the type to me that would literally just like, how can we get these fucking predator hunters to shell out $2,000? I know I'll make up a story about a high-frequency sound. Every time I've spoken to him about this project and everything else in the past and here recently, he's very passionate about it and everything else. So, I don't, you know, to be determined if it actually makes a difference. Everybody that has one says it does, but how much of that is the old, you know, sugar pill situation, you know, and how do you actually blind study this? Again, get into the claims on the YouTube video. I'll be looking on for that very soon. We're going to release that very soon. But anyways, let's move on. Well, maybe we'll check back in when there's some more juicy drama.
What if it is just completely like
it's all non- bullshit?
No. What if it's completely like non-comparable and like every other e-call is just like
right.
Inferior now. Like,
and that'd be interesting as well.
And he just has the market. I guess the bottleneck would be the actual sound files available.
Right.
And from what you've told me in the past, a lot of the historic libraries of animal sound files probably are not reproducible in the modern age.
Oh, there's still people doing it. Still people doing it.
But not with specialized ultrasonic equipment, I'm sure.
Right. I don't know. We'll wrap it up there. Enough drama talk. Be sure and like, subscribe, all that crap to the podcast. Check out the other channel. It's under Texas Predator Hunting, WDC. I'll comment down below. Just click on that link. Out Outdoors, Midland, Texas, Out Ammunitions. See you guys next time.